So this is the world, and there are almost 6 billion people on it. When I was a kid, there were 3. It's hard to keep up. There, that's better. That's America. See, America still sets the tone for the world. In Indiana, Clark Hodd, 13, the best point guard in the country. Last week, he scored 100 points in a single game. Erica Sorge, you'll see her in the next Olympics. In Seattle, Dallas Malloy, 16. Her lawsuit helped pave the way for women boxers everywhere. She's picturing her ex-boyfriend right now. In Indio, California, Art Stallings. Check out what pure joy looks like. In Odessa, Texas, the great Frank Cushman. This April, 26 teams will be falling all over themselves to sign him in the next NFL draft. He's my client, my most important client.
When are you going to try? When are you going to concentrate? You want to be a champion?
Believe me, there's genius everywhere, but until they turn pro, it's like popcorn in the pan. Some pop.
Darn it! What the heck, coach? You don't know Jerry Swatter's on
phone. Some don't. Now, I'm the guy you don't usually see. I'm the one behind the scenes. I'm the sports agent.
Payne, I'm going to hurt you this year.
Hi, Jerry. How are you doing? Doors
locked. Listen, doors always open. Come and get a real agent.
Well, thanks.
You're welcome, John.
That's right. I'm going to go to a meeting right now. And you know who I'm going to talk about? You. Because I kill for you. I'm an animal.
Oh, we got to win Super Bowls.
I hail you.
Hey, Jerry. How are you doing?
All right. How much is this going to cost?
You and I both know there's a number you can afford. So I'm just going to write it down. And we can move forward from there.
I can't afford it.
No one said winning was cheap. You know those photos where the new player holds a team jersey and poses with the owner? That's me on the left. Inside that building, that's where I work. SMI, Sports Management International. 33 out-of-shape agents guiding the careers of 1,685 of the most finely tuned athletes alive.
All right. I already have 18 million.
I handle the lives and dreams of 72 clients and get an average of 264 phone calls a day. It's what I do.
I will not rest until I have you holding a Coke, wearing your own shoe, playing a Sega game, featuring you while singing your own song in a new commercial starring you, broadcast during the Super Bowl in a game that you are winning, and I will not sleep until that happens.
It's what I do best.
You have 15 minutes to call me back.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I started noticing it a few years ago and didn't say a word.
Baja, was the girl 16 or 17?
In the quest for the big dollars, a lot of the little things were going wrong.
Listen, there's no proof of anything except this guy is a sensational athlete.
Are you Kelvin Knapp? Can you sign my card?
You know, I'm sorry, little fella. I can't sign this particular brand of card. Only Pro Jam Blue Dot cards.
Just want an autograph.
Lately, it's gotten worse.
Oh, he goes down!
Hi, baby.
Do you know your name?
Steve Remo.
Wait, it's coming.
Steve Remo.
My name is Steve Remo?
Yeah.
I play for Chicago. Oh, this lady here is my wife.
Hi, baby.
And this is my boy, and this is, wait. My agent. Oh, and I got to play this weekend, Doc.
By playing 65% of my games, I get a bonus. I got to get the bonus.
Okay, Jesse. You take care, little guy.
Mr. McGuire.
Yeah?
This is his fourth concussion. Shouldn't somebody get him to stop?
Hey. It would take a tank to stop your dad. It would take all 5 Super Trooper VR Warriors to stop your dad. Right? Right?
Fuck you.
Who would I become? Just another shark in a suit?
Skyrocketing salaries, and you are one of the guys responsible for this race.
Sensational athlete.
2 days later, at our corporate conference in Miami, a breakthrough.
I already have $18 million on the table.
Breakdown? Breakthrough.
Fuck you.
Do you know your name?
I couldn't escape one simple thought. I hated myself. No. Here's what it was. I hated my place in the world. I had so much to say and no one to listen. And then it happened. It was the oddest, most unexpected thing. I began writing what they call a mission statement. Not a memo, a mission statement. You know, a suggestion for the future of our company. A night like this doesn't come along very often. I seized it. What started out as one page became 25. Suddenly, I was my father's son again. I was remembering the simple pleasures of this job, how I ended up here out of law school, the way a stadium sounds when one of my players performs well on the field, the way we are meant to protect them in health and in injury. With so many clients, we had forgotten what was important. I wrote and wrote and wrote and wrote, and I'm not even a writer. I was remembering even the words of the original sports agent, my mentor, the late, great Dickie Fox, who said,
"The key to this business is personal relationships."
Suddenly, it was all pretty clear. The answer was fewer clients. Less money. More attention. Caring for them. Caring for ourselves and the games, too. Just starting our lives. Really. Hey, I'll be first to admit it. What I was writing was somewhat touchy-feely. I didn't care. I had lost the ability to bullshit. It was the me I always wanted to be. I took it in a bag to a copy mat in the middle of the night and printed up 110 copies. Even the cover looked like The Catcher in the Rye. I entitled it, "The Things We Think and Do Not Say. The Future of Our Business."
That's how you become great, man. Hang your balls out there.
Thanks. Everybody got a copy.
There are dangerous animals in the world, and some of them walk on 2 feet. They don't want peace, and they're not capable of love. Society, and that means you and you and you, need protection from these warped minds.
Hi, this is Jerry McGuire. Listen, did those manuscripts get...
The mission statements. They've all gone out.
Oh, they did.
Would you like me to...
Oh, no. That's fine. Thank you. I was 35. I'd started my life.
How long did you give him?
About a week.
So you were with the sports people on the plane, right?
Yeah, I'm Jerry Porter, SMI.
Bobby Fallon, BPI. I'm producing the Coke commercials for the playoffs.
Well, good luck with that.
Oh, hi. My son is really allergic to the material on the blankets, and I was wondering...
Well, that's all we have, okay?
Oh.
I'm sorry if I was rude just now.
That's okay. We're in it together now.
Why is it so easy to talk with you? Tell me about your fiancé.
Well, champagne.
I don't think we're quite at your pitch yet.
Oh, tell me how you propose.
Honey, are you all right? Do you want some juice or something?
Thank you. But we're hiking up through the pools. I've got the ring in my pocket. I'm a little nervous. I'm lagging. You know, she says to me, get this. Hurry up, klutz.
Well, it bothered me somewhat. You know, and I got quiet. And she got quiet.
And I decide I'm not going to propose. You know, the mood is not right.
Why be impulsive?
Now, at this point, I know, she knows, that I was going to propose and didn't. And she knows, I know. So we check back into the Pro Bowl Hotel.
How sad. You
know, but wait.
Now, little do I know that my assistant has assumed that I've now
proposed. So she's gotten a lounge band to actually play Here Comes the Bride when we walk back in.
I love that song.
And all the football guys are in the lobby watching. There's even an ESPN crew. So I turn to her, sort of grandly say, well, this is me, klutz, asking you, goddess of rock climbing, to marry me. I took out the ring. You know, I mean, I don't much like big scenes, but she said yes right there in the lobby. Some of the toughest men in football wear like these. We're getting married in February.
Oh, Jerry. You two are going to be married forever.
What's wrong, Mom?
First class is what's wrong, honey. It used to be a better meal. Now it's a better life.
You have the side middle cubicle with a poster of Albert Einstein's face morphed on Shaquille O'Neal's body.
That's pretty good.
What did you lose?
My son, my mind. Ray! Ray!
Listen, while I go look for Dorothy, mm-hmm. While I go look for him, why don't you grab this curious gentleman right here?
Oh. Me. You scared me. Don't do that again. Ever.
Okay, Mommy.
Ever. Okay? Ever.
Dorothy.
Oh.
Take care.
Thank you so much. I loved your memo, by the way.
You did?
Yeah.
Thanks. Actually, it was just a mission statement.
Well, I think in this age, optimism like that is a revolutionary act.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, because I didn't know if I should write it. I mean, it was 2 a.m. I don't know, some of the stuff I just... Woo! Yeah.
That part about how we should embrace what is still virginal in our enthusiasm and force open the tightly clenched fist of commerce and get a little back... for the greater good.
Uh-huh.
I was inspired. And I'm an accountant, you know? I mean, to respect yourself enough, to say it out loud, to put yourself out there like that, so openly, so nakedly. I don't know. Got me. Is this bothering you?
This is, great. This is great.
1, 2, 3.
Do you need a ride? Are you... you're okay?
What?
Do you need a lift?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, I'm sure that would just make your day, huh? To drive us all the way out to Manhattan Beach, making that left on little tiny Waterloo Street, playing chicken with the oncoming traffic, your life flashing before your eyes. I've obviously had too much coffee, huh?
It's no problem.
But, oh, there's my sister, Laurel. Pick us up.
Thank you.
Ray? Dorothy?
Pleasure.
Bye.
I'm double parked. Let's go.
Oh, sorry.
Is this everything?
These commands.
Dorothy?
Man, whoever snagged him must be some classy babe.
Don't ever stop fucking me!
Sooner or later. What happened?
Open your eyes. If you ever want me to be with another woman for you, I would do it. I'm not interested in it. There was a time, yes, it felt normal for me, but it was a phase, a college thing, like torn Levi's or law school for you. Want anything from the kitchen? I'm going to get some fruit.
You know, I don't think we need to do the thing where we tell each other everything.
Jerry, this is what intimacy is. Oh, don't forget, tomorrow we have dinner with Wade Cooksey.
I know about the bachelor party.
Jerry, your buddy Dooler worked his ass off to make you a tribute film. All those guys from the office are coming. Everybody loves you. Just calm down, relax, act surprised, and have an amazing time.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
For you?
Thank you.
And this is for you? Finest cigar my club has to offer.
This is what it's all about, man. Everybody loves you. Pisses me off.
Whether you're country, redneck, or freak, young or old, from Moscow, London, or Memphis,
Jerry Maguire
will still be the king of rock and roll to me.
Jerry. Little Black Book.
When I think about Jerry, my heart starts pounding.
Oh.
I know Jerry pretty well.
Hi, Jerry. Remember me?
You still on for lunch tomorrow?
Yeah. He was no slouch in bed.
The funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. You guys are crazy.
So
I'll see you later.
Probably a good idea that Jerry get married. He won't be alone.
He cannot. Be alone.
He can't be alone.
He's almost phobic.
I mean, Jerry is great at friendship. He's just really bad at intimacy.
He can't be
He's
alone.
Got a
he can't be alone.
Alone.
He can't be alone. He can't be alone. He can't say I love him.
Are you listening, Jerry?
Lies, lies, lies. He's an agent. He lies. I love you too. Hey, love you too. Love you too.
I love you.
I love you.
Got a pocket full of rainbow.
I love you.
Mr. Heartache, I found a way to make it.
Good morning, Jenny.
Sorry, I missed the bachelor party, Jerry.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Marcy's here. She's already in your office, and she's late for her plane back to Phoenix.
Thank you, Marcy.
Jerry, I'm glad to see you finally made it. Rod is very, very upset.
Yeah!
Tyson, no.
Okay, Mommy.
Tyson, hello?
Hello, Jerry. Long time no.
What did I say, Tyson?
Yeah! How can I make your life better?
Jerry, this is humiliating, and I'm pregnant, and I'm incapable of bullshit. Where is our offer from Arizona?
Ronan's okay for lunch?
Marcy, this is one of our agents. Bob Sugar needs to learn to knock.
Okay. Pleasure.
You've called our house, right?
I'm sorry to interrupt you guys.
Now, I don't know what you do for your 4%, but this man, my husband, has a whole plan, an image. And when you put him in a waterbed warehouse commercial, excuse me, you're making him common. When you know we deserve the big four. Shoe, car, clothing line, soft drink. I know about the four jewels of the celebrity endorsement dollar.
Wow.
I majored in marketing, baby, and so did my husband. We came to play.
The dirty man is back!
Hey.
Hey, buddy. You okay?
Fine.
What's up? Came here to let you go.
Pardon me?
Came here to fire you, Jerry. It's real. You should say something.
Oh,
shit. The crowded restaurants won't be a scene.
Ungrateful.
You did this to yourself. You said fewer clients. You put it all down on paper. Jesus Christ. What about me? You know what I went through? Knowing I was going to have to fire my mentor? Carrying that around in my head for a week? Could you get past yourself for a second? Jesus.
You'll lose.
You want it smaller.
Oh, I'm over it. Now I want all my clients and yours too.
Whatever.
Bring me my numbers.
It's Kush.
Kush! It's Sugar. Look, I'm calling you first because you're the most important guy in sports, and I want to know one thing. How does that feel to be a legend?
I just want to play football.
About to get better.
Dad!
Yeah, one of the agents.
Wendy, Cushman's line is busy. You keep calling him till you get through it. Please bring me my number.
JJ, what's up, kid? Yeah, boy, have you talked to McGuire? Yeah, homeboy had a meltdown or something. I just wanted to be the first to tell you that I was talking to Doritos about you, and they're very interested in you. Hold on, talk to Rick, okay? Martinez, hombre, ¿cómo está?
Carlo, right now you're paying 25% of your endorsements to SMI. I would cut my commission by 7%.
I don't want to say it was drug-induced or whatever, but the fact is the guy just completely fucking freaked out. And I don't know if you want a guy like that representing you going into the draft. There, I said my piece. How's your mom?
I'm going to make this decision easy for you, okay? Just what does your heart tell you? I'm sorry to hear that.
I can't believe they find him.
What's going on? They fired Jerry McGuire. Did it at Cronin. That's my, this is Cleo. Hey!
No, no, just listen. SMI represents you. I think you're making a big mistake. That's how I feel. I'm concerned about your family. I'm concerned about your future. And if you stay here, I don't know what's going to happen.
Jerry, I'm sorry. I have a long-standing relationship with SMI, you know.
I want to ask you something. Do you think McGuire knows what it's like to be a black guy?
Bob Sugar, he's an entertaining, funny... He said, I don't know what it's like to be a black person. I'm Mr. Black People.
Like I say, I mean, don't make it harder than it is.
Yeah, I've got to be honest with you. This is very personally distressing for me.
I haven't seen you since we were with that stripper in Laguna Beach. You remember her name?
No.
I do. It was April. That's my job. Remember the names of skanks that you bang on the road. That's what I do. It's not about the money. I do it all for you.
Hello, Mary Lee. This is Jerry McGuire still holding for Katerina.
Hey, I'm talking about money, ho!
Well, I got to tell you, you know what? It's been a great day.
Are you in or are you out? It's not show friends. It's show business.
You are in.
That's good.
Jerry, I want to cry for what they did to you at SMI.
If we weren't right in the middle of the Acura deal, you know I'd go with you.
Oh, Jerry. Oh, God. Call waiting. Who could be calling me now?
Hi, Kathy Sanders.
Still me, Kathy.
Kathy. Why are you crying? Oh. So you're in.
Rod, Jerry McGuire, how you doing?
Jerry McGuire.
Yeah, how did you...
How am I doing? I'll tell you how I'm doing. I'm sweating, dude. I'm sweating my contract. I'm plugging Bob Sugar calling me, telling me I'm missing the big endorsements by being with you.
That's how I'm doing. I'm sweating.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, I hear what you're saying, and that's why I'm calling.
No, no, no. I hear that you hear what I'm saying, but do you truly hear what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying, Daddy.
I think maybe the best thing is that we get together in person. Rod, I'm sorry. Would you mind holding?
Hold
I just got someone.
Didn't you tell my wife more personal attention? Did you not tell my wife more personal attention?
I said more personal attention.
Good, because we just getting started on my list of things you need to know. You can take notes if you want to.
I will kill for you. I will maim for you. I will rape and pillage for you.
I am a valuable commodity. I go across the middle. I see a dude coming at me, trying to kill me. I tell myself, get killed. Catch the ball. Booyah. Touchdown. I make miracles happen.
I just need to know, are you in or are you out?
I'm from Arizona, Jerry. I broke Arizona records.
Rod.
I went to Arizona State.
Rod.
I'm a sun devil, man.
And now you want Arizona dollars.
Exactly.
I understand what you're saying,
Jerry,
Rod.
I'm sitting here with an ant problem. I got ants going up and down my hallway. My brother TP's room is flooded with water. Look at
Rod.
We got a flood in TP's room, Jerry. Hang on. Say hello to Jerry Maguire.
Rod, listen.
Hello, Brother Maguire.
Hello, TP.
Jerry, my house is falling apart. Nobody's looking out for Rod Tidwell. We don't know where we're going to live in a year. And I'm supposed to be a superstar, man.
Rod, I need a decision from you. Are you in or are you out?
And you're going to be so happy you stayed with Bob Sugar. Because I am the fucking Terminator. I am a role model, Jerry. I have a family to support. Hear me? I want to stay in Arizona. I want my new contract. But I like you. Yes, I like you, Jerry. My wife likes you. You're good to my wife. I will stay with you.
That's great. I'm very happy.
Are you listening?
Yes.
That's what I'm going to do for you. God bless you, Jerry. But this is what you're going to do for me. You listen? Jerry?
Yeah, what can I do for you, Rod? You just tell me, what can I do for you?
It's a very personal, very important thing. Hell, it's a family motto. Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Want to make sure you're ready, brother. Here it is. Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Oh, no, no, you can do better than that, Jerry. I want you to say it, what you would mean it, brother. Hey, I got Bob Sugar on the other line. I better hear you say it.
Yeah, no. Show you the money.
Not so you. Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah. Louder.
Show me the money.
That's it, brother, but you got to yell that shit.
Show me the money.
I need to feel you, Jerry.
Show me the money.
Jerry, you better yell. Show me the money. Show me the money.
Congratulations, you're still my agent.
Well, don't worry. I'm not going to do what you all think I'm going to do, which is just flip out. But let me just say, as I ease out of the office I helped build, I'm sorry, but it's a fact that there is such a thing as manners. A way of treating people. These fish have manners. These fish have manners. In fact, they're coming with me. I'm starting a new company, and the fish will come with me. You can call me sentimental. The fish, they're coming with me. Come on. New company. Okay.
If anybody else wants to come with me, this moment will be the moment of something real and fun and inspiring in this God-forsaken business, and we will do it together. Who's coming with me? Who's coming with me? Who's coming with me? Who's coming with me besides Flipper here? This is embarrassing. All right. Wendy, shall we?
Oh, Jer, I'm 3 months away from the pay increase. Okay. I will go with you.
Dorothy Boyd, thank you. We'll see you all again. Sleep tight. Let's see how they do without us. Oh, thank you.
So I know this is a bad time, but you will have a medical program.
Oh, right? Sure, yes, medical. I don't know. But when you think about what you did there, don't panic. We're going to be okay. I mean, we're going to be great. We're going to be great.
Come here to support one another, and we don't even listen to one another.
I think that women are taught not to see each other as good people. I mean, we see each other as the enemy. We're competition for men. We're competition for jobs.
You know, it's true. We are. We have this terrible competition thing going on.
I mean, before I came in this group, I really, really hated women. Yeah. And then I met you guys, and you're like, you know, you're like me. And it's important because I know that you can be my friend. You're not.
What about medical?
Of course, medical.
You are a single mother. You have given up the right to be frivolous.
If you had read what he wrote, you would have left with him, too. And I can always take that job in San Diego.
Do you know how much those well child exams cost?
Of course I know.
$150. Yes, that's right. And that's just when he's well.
Wait, where is Ray?
Asleep in the living room.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, the next time that you decide to lecture me, don't leave my little boy in that room with that divorced women's group.
So I finally got in touch with my anger.
God, what did I do?
Bob.
Function, function, function. Forward motion is everything. Cush saves all. You go to Texas. You keep one superstar, and they'll all follow. There's no real loyalty.
None.
And the first person who told me that, Jerry Maguire, was you.
I think I was trying to sleep with you at the time.
Well, it worked. And I will not let you fail. You are Jerry Maguire.
That's right.
King of the house calls. Master
okay.
of the living
room. Okay, okay. This is working. This is working.
You are not a loser.
Who said anything about loser?
Mistake. I meant something else. When do you want to leave?
I'm in the back then, Jerry. Hey, you like a bloody beer, Jerry?
I'm fine.
Beer and tomato juice.
Huh? Fine. Listen, I'm here today. We spent a lot of time together, Matt. You know how much I care about you. You know how much you care about your son. You know that I'm a straight shooter. And frankly, I'm quite concerned because if you stay with SMI, I think your son...
We decided to stay with you. Okay.
I'm not really a hugger yet. I can't let go.
Yeah, I told myself, he shows up, we stick with him. Hey!
Whoa! Hey, Jerry, how's it going?
Hey! Cush. How are you, Cush?
How are you? Remember Keith?
Yeah, Keith. How you doing?
I want him to go number one in the draft. And I want him to play.
It'll either be Denver or San Diego trading up to take him. He'll go number one.
Hell, I'll either surf or ski. I don't care.
But Denver's where he should be.
I'll give it everything.
Hey, you know I don't do contracts. But what you do have is my word. And it's stronger than oak.
Hello?
Dorothy? Jerry Maguire.
Hi.
Is Avery there?
She had to fly to Atlanta. She had a meeting at the NFL.
Playhouse. Bronx, Dottie.
Wait. Oh, God. Oh,
hello?
Yay!
Hello? Hello?
Sorry. That was my son and the nanny.
What are they all doing in our office?
Nanny? I prefer child technician.
Dorothy? Hello?
Yeah, I had the calls transferred to my house so that I could go over some of your stuff.
That's fine. That's fine. Dorothy? We are back. We are so very, very back. I re-signed Cush. We're set.
I am so happy for you.
Happy for us.
Happy for us. Okay, happy for us.
Rod, being at the draft with me is a good idea. Trust me. No, Rod, just get on the plane. Meet us at the gate, okay? Good. We'll see you there.
God bless you, Jerry.
Okay, Avery will meet you at the B gate at 4:15. Don't be late.
Jerry, do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Did you know that Troy Aikman in only 6 years has passed for 16,303 yards?
Do you know bees and dogs can smell fear?
Oh, I put Tidwell on the same floor at the Marriott Marquis. He doesn't smoke, does he?
I don't know. Did you know the career record for most hits is 4,256 by Pete Rose, who was not in the Hall of Fame?
Do you know that my next-door neighbor has 3 rabbits?
I can't compete with that.
Okay. So, do we go over everything? Yes?
Yep.
Back on Tuesday, right?
Yep. Hey, Ray, have a good time at school. Wish me luck.
That's the way it's gonna be, little darling. Well, the writing's on the heart to the end. Way up in the sky, little darling. If you fall, pick
hey.
Up.
Hey, right.
Good.
Hey.
How are you, man?
Jerry, we should really be selling these. Terrific. This is my agent. Might want to get his autograph. Man, my hand's getting tired.
Excuse me.
Hey, what's happening?
Are you Hootie?
No, I am not Hootie.
No, bro. Rod, at last, I find you.
What am I doing here, Jerry? I feel like I'm 5 years late for the prom.
Come on, come with me.
Hey, nobody gives a damn about me being here.
We're going to go downstairs and we're going to walk through this lobby. Because I want every media guy, every player's rep, everybody to see you for what you are. The best kept secret in the NFL. The most commanding wide receiver in the game. You are fast, fierce, wildly charismatic. You are the man. You are the man. You ready? Let's go.
Let's walk.
One of the greatest. Fiercest. You are the man.
Let's do it.
Hi, Mel. How are you?
Hey,
how you doing? Hi, Tom.
Hey,
how's
Jerry?
It going?
Where's Cush?
He's upstairs.
Good thing you're able to hang on the cushion, huh, Jerry? What's it going to be? San Diego is that?
We'll know tomorrow, won't we, Mel? I want you to meet Rod Tidwell right now.
How you doing, my man?
110 receptions, 1,550 yards last year.
How you doing, baby?
Hey, how are you? I can meet Rod Tidwell.
Hey,
what's up,
man?
How are you?
Rod Tidwell.
I want you to
meet
Rod Tidwell.
Hey, hey, hey. That's right. Come all that way just to rock the lobby.
Yeah. Might have even worked, too.
Yeah? Shit, let's do that shit again. Hey, hey. Shoot the Reebok ad down there. Hey, Jerry, where are my endorsements? You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't getting no love from Chevy. I ain't getting no love from Pepsi. Yeah. I ain't even getting no love from that little Energizer bunny. No, I ain't getting no love from Nike.
Rod?
Obviously, I ain't getting no love from Reebok. Did I ever tell you about my Reebok story?
Rod, gotta get back to Cushman.
Oh, you gotta get back to your golden paycheck. But wait, just, I'll boil it down for you. Fuck Reebok. All they do is ignore me. Always have. Always have.
Rod, you know what was great about you down there? For about 5 minutes, you unloaded that rather large chip that resides right there on your shoulder. And you know what? You let people in. You were brilliant.
Brilliant?
Brilliant. Really? Now take care. I'll see you tomorrow.
You're loving me now, aren't you?
I'm not about love. I'm about showing you the money.
I was just testing you, Jerry. But to hear you say that makes me love you, baby. You know? Jerry, come back.
How was your flat?
Good, man. How was yours?
Good.
Hey, man, what size are you?
12 and a half.
I'm going to grab a couple pairs of them new shoes by the door.
It's okay to fish, because they haven't got no beer.
Cush, Matt, we have a decision to make. San Diego just came in with a last-minute scenario. It's big.
Well, he's got to go number one.
Oh, he still goes number one, but San Diego wants to trade up with Denver, and they want him bad.
What happened to Denver?
This stuff tends to happen the night before a draft. People get crazy. Let me tell you something. San Diego, Matt, San Diego is crazy to the tune of 7 years for 30. Signing bonus of 8.
Should I unplug the phone? Reporters, Jerry. I've been calling all night long.
You just be friendly and you say no comment. We'll tell the world in 12 hours.
Talking and saying nothing, man. It is an art I have not mastered.
Well, let me do that. So for you, it's a pleasure.
This, Kush.
Hey, it's Sugar. Is McGuire there? Just sniff or something if he's there.
Okay. All right, buddy, dude. Just remember.
You're swimming with the big boys now. You let your dad do all the talking. Remember, I'm the one that got you the deal you needed. This is business, not friendship. You got to be strong because you're global now, worldwide.
Okay, buddy. I'll see you later. Bye.
No comment.
He's got it all wrong.
Hey, it's Kush on the big TV again.
Oh, I'm sick of me already. I got Kushlash.
Kushlash, 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 Kushlash.
Now, Matt, before I go back to Denver, I think we should put something down on paper. You know, something that says, hey, I'm with Jerry McGuire.
Not right now, Jerry.
I know everything there is to know here, Matt. You fellas aren't talking with Bob Sugar, are you?
Apparently, Denver wanted to deal with him instead of you.
Said who? Sugar?
I'm learning as I go here.
So you empowered Bob Sugar to deal with Denver behind my back?
I'm sorry. I love my son.
I love your son. I love your son. I brought Denver to 20 million. Denver deals with me all the time. You listen to Sugar. Bob Sugar. Matt is a child. You let that snake in the door? Okay, hey, Matt. Listen, rookie mistake. You want Denver. I'll fix this whole thing up for you. You didn't sign anything with Sugar, right? Matt, tell me you didn't sign. Tell me you didn't sign because I'm still sort of moved by your my word is stronger than oak thing.
We signed an hour ago. You were in the lobby with the black fella.
I'm sorry, Jerry. I just want to play football.
What do I do? I don't know how to spin this.
Oh, honey, it's fun.
What did I do to you?
It's all about you, isn't it? Soothe me, save me, love me.
You stop.
I have to finish my job.
Everything is fucking wrong with us, everything.
Jerry, you and I are salespeople. We sell. It's not love me. It's not trust my handshake.
Okay.
It's make the sale. Get it signed. There shouldn't be confusion about that.
Okay, just jump right into my nightmare. The water is warm.
Oh, so honesty is outlawed here? I can't be honest?
Tell you what, I would prefer loyalty.
What was our deal when we first got together? Brutal truth, remember?
I think you added the brutal.
Jerry, there is a sensitivity thing that some people have. I don't have it. I don't cry at movies. I don't gush over babies. I don't start celebrating and curse with 5 months early. And I don't tell a man who just screwed up both our lives, oh, poor baby. That's me, for better or worse. But I do love you.
Avery.
Nope.
It's over.
Didn't hear it.
There's something missing here, don't you think?
You have never been alone.
Listen to me.
And you can't be alone.
It's over.
No one has ever dumped me.
I'm not trying to make history here.
I did the 23-hour nose route to the top of El Capitan in 18 hours and 23 minutes. I can make this work.
No.
Oh, Jerry.
Didn't ever want to hurt you.
I won't let you hurt me, Jerry. I'm too strong for you, loser.
Roll with the punches. Tomorrow's another day.
Sexy! You're loving me now, aren't you?
Very much. Sexy!
Is it my imagination, or didn't we arrive in a limo?
The question I have to say to you is this, and I hope this doesn't come off too much like I'm a shrink here, okay? What's wrong?
Man, I'm just a big disappointment.
Look at this, Jerry.
Can't change it.
Everybody cries on this show. You mad you tested positive? Quit doing blow. Upset about your baby girl? Why'd you leave a mother? I knew it. She was all right.
People like the media, man, they don't understand what kind of problems the pressure's 54 million come with.
This is some bullshit.
What are you doing with me, Rod?
What?
Don't you even see? I don't have nothing. I'm finished. I am fucked. 24 hours ago, man, it was hot. Now, I'm a cautionary tale.
You see this jacket I'm wearing? You like it?
Because I don't really need it. Because I'm cloaked in failure. I lost the number one draft pick the night before the draft. Why? Let's recap. Because a hockey player's kid made me feel like a superficial jerk. I had two slices of bad pizza, went to bed, and grew a conscience.
Well, boo fucking who? Oh, I got a shelf life of 10 years tops. My next contract got to bring me the dollars that'll last me and mine a very long time. Shit, I'm out of the sport in 5 years. What's my family gonna live on? Huh? Don't you get me? So I don't want to hear your shit, Jerry. I don't want to hear your nah. Oh, I lost Kush Avery. Shit.
Have another drink, please. Right.
Anybody else would have left you by now. But I'm sticking with you. I said I would. And if I got to ride your ass like Zorro, you gonna show me the money. You gonna show me the money. Gee. We together on this. You know what I'm saying? We gonna be one. The both of them. You know?
Oh my God.
You have no messages.
He's coming over. Tonight?
He just lost his best client. I invited the guy over.
Dorothy, this is not a guy. It's a syndrome. Early midlife. Hanging onto the bottom rung. Dear God, don't let me be alone. I'll call my newly long-suffering assistant without medical for company syndrome. And if knowing all that, you still want him to come over, well, I'm not saying a thing.
Honey, he's engaged. And for the first time in my professional life, I'm part of something that I believe in.
Okay. But he better not be good-looking.
Hi. I'm Jerry Maguire.
Oh, hello. You're just the way I pictured you. I'm her disapproving sister, Laurel.
Honesty. Thank you.
Thank you. Dorothy! Dorothy! Your boss is here.
Hello.
Oh, hey, you.
Hi, God, thanks for inviting me over.
Sure.
Where's the little guy?
He's sleeping.
Oh, yeah, sleeping. I'm so glad you're home. You know, I just, that loan thing, it's not my specialty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, oh, my God. Well, I broke up with Avery.
Gosh, you know, that's too bad.
No, it's better because we're still going to be friends, and, you know, it's better now than later.
Sure, sure.
You know, I mean, I'm dying here, aren't I?
Yeah, it's a really bad cut.
Yeah, well, just think if I got her the ring she really wanted. Yeah.
Why don't you have a seat? I'll get some aloe vera for that cut.
Do you have something to drink?
Sure.
I heard.
No kidding. I looked over and saw the shadow of two curious shoes in the doorway of the kitchen.
Dorothy, this guy would go home with a gardening tool right now if it showed interest. Don't use those. Use the frosted.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I warmed up some of that chicken with salsa.
Oh, that's the girl I love.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say this. You have always been very responsible with Ray, and yes. I think it's right for him to wake up and hear some strange man's voice in the house. Some drunken
stuff. Oh, as opposed to 10 angry women?
Oh! Lean forward. Okay, oh. I've got it.
Oh.
Still edible? Change your shirt. Everything's fine.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Ray. Aren't you supposed to be in bed?
Yeah.
Yeah. I won't tell.
The human head weighs 8 pounds.
Jerry Maguire.
I think it's this one.
You should be dreaming about me, baby. I should be on your mind constantly. My agent should be thinking Rod Tidwell. That's when the big dollars are going to flow. That's when we truly will materialize the Quan.
Who is it?
Who is this? You are speaking to the Rod Tidwell. I need to speak with my agent. I need to be my agent. My agent and I should be one.
Are you a football player?
Am I a football player? I'm a school teacher about to whomp your ass. Put Jerry Maguire on the phone.
Not saying anything else, just one more thing. You don't have the luxury of falling for some drowning man. Be practical.
Practical?
All right, which top? High turtleneck sensible or low V-neck sexy? Turtleneck, come on.
Don't tell me to be practical. Do you know what other women my age are doing right now? They're out partying in clubs and they're trying to get a man, trying to keep a man. Not me, Laurel. I'm trying to raise a man. This one. I've got a 24-hour-a-day reminder of Roger for the rest of my life. I've had 3 lovers in 4 years.
It's not bad.
And all of them ran a distant second to a good book and a warm bath. Look at me, Laurel. I'm the oldest 26-year-old in the world. Now, how do I look?
Good.
Yeah? Thanks.
72% of new buyers are African-American. I am African-American. Make the connection.
You talk too much.
No. Talking is only a primitive form of communication.
It's fun talking to you. Bye, Ron.
Jerry!
I'll make a sandwich.
Good idea.
You have a sandwich?
I just want to say one thing. You do listen to me.
Well, I love you. Mayo?
Yeah.
Oppression as a matter of religion. My daddy worked for United Way for 38 years. You know what he said when he retired? He said, I wish they'd given me a more comfortable chair.
Wait.
38 years, he said.
And then my dad died. My mom took me to the zoo, and I loved him.
No, wait, because I want to tell you more about my dad.
Let's go to the zoo.
Okay, I'm nodding, you're right. I don't know, it's just my whole life I've been trying to talk. I mean, really, talk. But no one wants to listen to me. You know that feeling? They just look at you, they just...
Let's go right now. Let's go to the zoo.
Ray, the zoo, you know, fucking zoo's closed, right?
You said fuck.
Yeah, I did. Is that...
I won't tell.
I'm going to have to take you to the zoo.
I got to go to bed. My mom's coming in.
Oh, wait.
I hear my mom. I got to go to bed.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Sure.
Okay. Drinks, food, and I called you a cab.
Good idea.
Oh, and we should keep our voices down. Have a little boy sleep.
Right.
Our company.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Look, little speech before I go. Do not worry about your future. You and your son. We are just fine. You still have a job. But let me tell you something about Jerry Maguire, okay? You come after me and you will lose. You know, because I am a survivor. I'm a survivor. Dorothy Boyd, you are with the Lord of the Living Room, the King of the Kingdom, and I am drunk. We meet again.
Truth?
Sure.
I care about the job, of course. But mostly, I just want to be inspired.
Me too.
What you wrote inspired me. I don't know. No, hey, I'm working with you because of that memo. I love that memo.
Mission statement.
Well.
Sorry about the hand.
Huh?
You know that feeling? You're not completely embarrassed yet, but you glimpse tomorrow's embarrassment?
Don't worry about it. Boss.
Oh, shit. You said boss.
Yeah, I did.
Now I feel like Clarence Thomas.
Oh, no. Don't feel like Clarence Thomas.
No, I do. I feel like Clarence Thomas. I'm, like, harassing you right now.
I may not sue.
Don't worry, okay? I mean, don't. We're going to be okay because I am going to take my one client and we are going to go all the way. Because, hey, I'm back. Don't worry.
Good catch, man.
Got to talk about his contract, Dennis.
Meet me at the Crocodile, 8 o'clock.
You bet.
Tell me you got lost in the way the restaurant last night, because I know you wouldn't do that to a friend.
Well, something came up.
Yeah, well, it's okay. $10 million for 4 years.
It's early. You're still dreaming.
10 for 4. It's a deal.
Look.
The guy's got an attitude problem.
Yeah, well, he listens to me. I can help you with that. He listens to me.
He's a shrimp.
Shrimp? Rod Tidmore broke every receiving record you had last
year. I want a prototypical wide receiver, Jerry. I want somebody who's 6'3", 220.
Not some guy who's 5'10", and bitches in the locker room.
I'm asking you for a favor.
I introduced you to your wife. Oh. We've spent Christmases together. Holiday cheer.
Jerry, you're reaching.
Look, I'm asking you for a favor. Don't do this to me. We have history, Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
We got history, all right, Jerry. You drove the prices up on me for years. Now it's your turn to spend some time at the back of the line.
No. Dennis,
don't. I started talking with Dennis Wilburn about your renegotiation this morning.
Talking. Jerry Rice. Andre Reed. Chris Carter. I smoke all these fools. Yet they are making the big sweet dollars. They are making the quad. And you're talking.
Quad. That's your word?
Hell yeah, that's my word. You know, some dudes might have the coin, but they'll never have the quad.
What is...
It means love. Respect. Community. And the dollars, too. The entire package, though. Quan.
Great word. Tell?
No, I air dry.
Listen, Rod. I say this with great respect for you. But those players you mentioned, Rod, they're marquee players. And this... deal. We're, you know, we...
Marquee?
Here's what I'm saying, okay? This is a renegotiation. We want more from them, so let's give them more. Let's show them your pure joy of the game. Let's bury the attitude a little bit and show them...
Wait. You're telling me to dance.
No. I'm saying to get back to the guy who first started playing this game. Remember? Way back when you were a kid, it wasn't just about the money, was it? Was it?
Do your job. Don't you tell me to dance.
Fine.
Hey.
Fine.
I am an athlete. I am not an entertainer.
Fine.
These are the ABCs of me, baby. I do not dance, and I do not start preseason without a contract.
Fine.
Jerry, talk to me. Breathe, Jerry.
I am out here for you. You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you. It is an up at dawn, pride swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about, okay? Just, God, help me. Help me, Rod. Help me help you. Help me. Me help you.
I'm sorry. You are hanging on by a very thin thread. And I dig that about you. No contract? I help you. Help everybody. That's my man.
Hey. I'm happy to entertain you.
Help me! Help me!
I'll see you in Los Angeles.
Jerry, come on, man. Hey, see, that's the difference between us. You think we're fighting, and I think we're finally talking.
Unless you love everybody, you can't sell anybody.
Dennis Wilburn called from Arizona, says faxing in the new offer for Tidwell on Thursday morning. And he said you'd be happy. Glad.
Well, did he say happy or glad?
Glad. He said glad. Glad.
Glad's good.
Yeah?
That's good.
Yeah, we could sure use that commission. Here, I did a rundown on where you stand financially.
Well, you know, I sent most of what I had in this condo.
You don't have to explain.
Valued and... Look, the other night, I want to apologize.
Yeah. What happened there?
You know, we're too busy working together. We can't have an atmosphere.
No, I'm really relieved that you said that.
I mean, you know, the other night I was lonely and I felt you understood something. But, look, we've got a company to think about here and I will never take advantage of you in that way again.
Good.
You walked out on a job for me. This is how I pay you. Can this be right?
Exactly. And I know that this is one of those times when you need to be alone with your thoughts and think about everything that's gone wrong and how to fix it and you know, just be alone. Alone. Alone, alone, alone. Alone.
You want to go out to dinner?
I know a great place.
The guy's like an utter loser, so I broke up with him and then he started stalking me.
Well,
I mean,
what's the current definition of stalking?
Coming over uninvited. Coming over uninvited, so like Romeo under the balcony and stalker.
Exactly.
Excuse me. Good evening. I'm looking for Dorothy Boyd.
She's in the kitchen.
Laurel.
Jerry. Hi.
So where are you taking her tonight, huh?
Are you, you're the nanny, is that?
Au pair.
Au pair, is that?
Jerry!
Whoa. Hey!
He likes you.
My goodness, look. Ray, I got some gifts for you.
Would you like some? Do you like presents?
Yes.
Oh, good, all right.
Here's the Arizona Cardinals. This is the team that Rod plays for.
Oh, dropping your laundry off, Jerry?
Would you like a hat, Steelers?
For me?
Well,
wow.
Got some things, you know. Got it in gray, too.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Oh, my goodness, look what I've got here. This is an energy bar. This will keep you up all night.
Oh, see, that's not a good idea. I'll take that, yeah. Aunt Laura will eat that.
Hey, looks like you've got a fan.
Wow, that's more than a dress. That's an Audrey Hepburn movie.
Yeah, I guess I got a little revved up at the idea of an evening among adults. No offense, buddy.
Jerry, Jimmy, Chad, Jerry.
Yeah, we did. Am I dressed okay? I didn't realize.
Married,
Chad.
Okay. Hey, listen, Chad. Don't let him stay up too late, okay?
Tonight, I'm going to teach Ray here about jazz.
Good. That'll put him to sleep early.
I want to go too.
Oh no, sweetheart. You stay here with Chad, okay?
Be good.
Give me a kiss. Let's go.
Excuse me.
Let's go.
Good night.
Good night.
Give me a I have ever seen him kiss a man just like a dad. Wasn't that just thrilling?
Yeah, it was.
He must really have been needing that.
Take it easy. Don't cry at the beginning of a date. Yeah, just cry at the end like I do. You all right?
Okay, no. Thoughts.
And don't be a shoulder for him to cry on either. That's all I'm going to say. Nothing.
Okay.
Keys.
Oh, Keys.
Oh, dear.
She licked you in her house. You come.
knocking late at night. She'll let you in her mouth if the words you say are right.
Ever since you've met me, I've been... It was laziness, you know, my breakup with Avery. You know that thing you say? It's nobody's fault. It's one of the great lines, right? Somebody is always to blame. Go for it. Go for it like you do a job. Work at it.
But maybe love shouldn't be such hard work.
No, maybe so. It's not every day you say goodbye to a woman like that.
A song for the lovers?
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Oh, no. We work together.
Oh, really, guys, this is like an office meeting, but thank you. Thank you.
But I know what you mean. It wasn't like my marriage to Roger was any good even before.
Before?
Jerry.
What?
Let's not tell our sad story. I'll be back in just a second, okay? Well, good night.
Good night. Oops.
I think you should not come in. I have to go in. I live here. Did he have a good night?
Yeah, he's asleep.
Good.
Not a good little sport boy.
Still going.
All right.
Jet, how are you?
Treat her right.
Yeah.
She's great.
And, I know this might be a little bit awkward, but, I want you to use this.
Oh, look, God. Chad.
No.
This is Miles Davis and John Coltrane. Stockholm, 1963. Two masters of freedom playing at a time before their art was corrupted by a zillion cocktail lounge performers who destroyed the legacy of the only American art form, jazz.
Now, yeah, put some Mingus on there, too.
No barriers, no boundaries.
Chad, I got it.
Getting up in the morning, I clap my hands and say, this is going to be a great day.
I'm getting him up, so don't worry.
What? Just bring the coffee, huh? Tell me one thing.
No. Why are you asking?
Because I'm worried. I'm worried that you're putting all your faith in this guy who, because of the way things are going, might not have an emotional marble in his head.
Laurel, please, if I start talking.
You please.
So what does that make me, Laurel, for taking the opportunity?
Men are just different people when they're hanging on to the bottom rung.
Maybe I am taking advantage. marriage. Does that make me a bad person? Huh? Look, all I know is that I found someone, and he was popular and charming and not so nice to me, and he died, okay? So why should I let this guy go? Why? When everything in my body says that this one is the one.
Take it easy, all right? I was just looking for a few fun details, that's all.
Oh. Well, why didn't you say so? Well, I don't know if you're interested in this one little detail.
Yeah.
But I was just about to tell you.
Uh-huh.
That I love him. I do. I love him. I love him. And I don't care what you think. I love him for the man he wants to be. And I love him for the man that he almost is. I love him, Laurel. I love him. I love him.
Hi, Jerry.
Nick Natural.
Tell me he's not there.
He's not there.
Oh, God.
Easy, ladies, easy.
Coffee, Jerry?
Oh, no, thanks. We bottom feeders, we prefer cereal first.
Let's have Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks? Apple Jacks it is.
Morning.
Well, a lot, actually. We've got a big fax today. Need this commission, buddy. Need this commission. Nope.
Yeah.
Cheers.
That was really great of you this morning.
Look, let's just root for a big offer so we can move out of this room into a real office. Would you mind? Thanks a lot. Shit. No, it's just...
1.7 for 3 years?
Wait.
Man, we owe more than that.
It's okay. This is how the game is played. Now I'm going to go back to them.
And say what? Please remove your dick from my ass?
Marcy.
I'm sorry, I'm just a little pregnant right now.
It's okay. It's okay.
I feel like crying, Jerry.
I know.
Feel like busting the room up.
Rod, let's not take this emotionally. We're going to roll with this problem, okay?
What are you so calm about? What do you mean, roll with this problem? Don't take it emotionally? You ask me, you haven't gotten emotional enough over this man.
I disagree.
You know what? Somebody give me Bob Sugar on the phone.
Marcy.
You want to leave?
Well, you know what? A lot of agents say a lot of shit. So what do you stand for?
You want to leave me?
What do you stand for?
How about a little piece of integrity in this world that is so full of greed and a lack of honorability that I don't know what to tell my son? Except here, have a look at a guy who isn't yelling, "Show me the money." You know, he's broke. He is broke and working for you for free. Broke. I'm sorry, I'm just not as good at the insults as she is.
No, that was pretty good.
No shit.
Let me show you something. Here. Rod, read this.
No.
Jerry, I just think that... Jerry, I think it's me.
Not commission.
Jerry.
Thank you. And I appreciate
you. You shouldn't deny it.
Jerry.
You got that, and I still think you should read it.
Jerry. Tell me what to do. You tell me to eat lima beans, I'll eat lima beans. You tell me this is the best we can get, this is all we can get. Marcy, please, I'm talking with my...
No.
Jerry.
No, listen, this is what you're going to do. You're going to reject that shitty contract. You're going to play out your existing shitty contract. And you're going to go be a free agent next year. Come on, hey.
Baby, this is us. You and me. We determine our worth.
Baby, you are a strong, proud, surviving, splendid black man.
Mercy. You're the shit. Go, baby.
If you get injured, you get zero.
It won't happen. I'm strong in mind.
That's right.
Rod. It's a risk.
You bet on me like I bet on you. Huh? You know? My bet. You know?
You know?
You know, baby?
I'm gonna take that job in San Diego.
Don't even talk about that yet.
You can't afford me. No, you can't afford me, Jerry.
I'll find something fast for Tidwell.
I refuse to be a drain.
We'll stay afloat. We'll stay afloat. Don't leave.
Rod, get on the camel!
You've been on my ass all day. I told you to put the camera low, shoot me up from the bottom, makes me look more powerful.
Get him on the camel.
I'm going to get him on the camel.
You don't need a camel. You got Rod Tidwell.
It's Camel Chevrolet.
You see that?
Camel
That's
Chevrolet.
How I feel. That's what I'm doing.
Do your job.
He's feeling my pain.
Get on the camel,
baby. No, I'm pulling him from this.
Pulling him?
Yeah.
Well, no, Jerry, I'm not saying. I'm just saying get rid of the camel. We can get busy with this.
Stature, this isn't what I had in mind.
You're pulling him?
You're right. Let's bounce.
Pulling him? Then you shouldn't have begged me to hire him.
I know you needed that commission, but we ain't gonna bring Reebok to their knees with no regional camel ass. Excuse me, darling.
Can I ask you a question that's totally unrelated to your career?
Oh, what, are we gonna be friends now?
What do you know about dating a single mother?
No, plenty. I was raised by a single mother.
Well, tell me, because I think after this, she's gonna have to take that job in San Diego.
First of all, single mothers don't date. They've, watch it say. They don't date. They've been to the circus. You know what I mean? They've been to the puppet show and they've seen the strings. Do you love her?
How do I know?
I mean, how you know? You know when you know.
I mean, I'm feeling a little, you know, I mean, I don't want her to go. Yeah. I've been hanging out at her place a lot.
Oh, wait. That's right there. That's bullshit. You gotta be fair to her. The single mother, man. That's a sacred thing. Gotta have the talk. She loves you. If you don't love her, you've got to tell her.
The kid's amazing.
I feel you. I feel you, dog. But a real man would not shop the pootie from a single mother.
I didn't shoplift the pootie. All right. I shoplifted the pootie.
You know, John Coltrane once said to Miles Davis that...
Okay, when you say goodbye to him, don't make a big dramatic thing out of it. Just be cool. What's meant to be, will be. You'll still see each other. What about me? I'm losing the only person that ever listens to me, yeah. And you only listen to me partially.
No, quit making me laugh. Come on.
You're doing the right thing, Dorothy. You need to start your life, and he needs a warm body to cushion the fall. Check out Exhibit A on the front lawn. Look at that.
Yeah.
I'm almost sympathetic to the guy.
Goodbye. Yeah. Right. Goodbye. You know, I mean...
Bye.
Listen, you're going to like it, San Diego. Ray. Ray. It's going to be great there because you make a lot of friends. I'm going to see you this weekend, you know?
Go ahead and go. Go ahead and go.
Are you sure you're okay to drive this?
This rig.
No problem.
So I'll see you this weekend.
Okay.
Get in the car. Get in the car, Dorothy.
I'll see you in a couple of days. And, I love you.
I love you, too. What?
Thanks.
I'll see you soon.
Okay. Look, if this weekend should turn into next month and next month should turn into whatever, don't make a joke of your life. Go back and read what you wrote. You're better than the rest of them. You're better than the Bob Sugars. Don't forget that.
Wait a second.
No.
Wait.
Oh, God.
No, I know a way we can save on medical and rent.
No. Don't listen to him, Dorothy.
What if we stay together? What if we got married? If I said that, would you stay?
No. Don't do that. Don't say that unless, well, say it if you want to.
Will you marry me? What are you thinking?
Jerry Maguire, take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?
No, not yet.
And do you, Dorothy Boyd, take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?
Almost.
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Mother, mother. There's too many of you crying. Brother, brother, brother. Far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Picket lines, sister, and picket signs. Sister, don't punish me through brutality. Come on, brother. Come on and talk to me, brother. Because you can see.
Oh, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on?
We did it.
We sure did.
You fuck this up, I'll kill you.
I'm glad we had this talk.
How old is the thing? Oh, she is so beautiful.
I do not believe they have this on tape.
Yes, my bro. See, now I'm going to release this to ESPN. You think I'm joking?
No, no. It's all right. I know where you live. You didn't have to talk, did you? Huh?
No.
Well, this definitely was another way to go.
Hey, Dorothy, come here. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. and Mrs. Maguire.
We're going to have a great season.
Woo-hoo! Scotty, kid, you're off 4:36.
Hey, Tom.
Jerry.
Dennis.
He's having a good game.
You bet he is, so far.
You're going to miss him next year.
Everyone's
been very kind to me, and
I've been fortunate enough to slip right in. I've got a great team behind me, and, you know, I'm loving it. I'm loving life. Come here. Why don't you be the first man in your family not to use that word, and then we'll let you live. Now go kiss Daddy, quick.
Okay.
Come on now. Come on, Rod.
Now, I saw you limping a little bit after this, but what happened?
Yeah, I dropped my, sprained my ankle on the ice out there. It was cold, so it was kind of sick. I twisted my ankle.
All right, thanks. Okay, that went well. All right, anybody else here worth talking to? No. All right, let's get out of here.
How's your head?
Bubblicious.
Oh, good.
Can you sign
this? How are you?
Hey, Rod.
Hey.
How you doing, man?
Hanging in there.
Oh, yeah.
Good game. Yeah. Quarterback sucks, man.
Thanks, man.
You get me killed. Throwing high and across the middle. Jeremy, I'm worried. The only reason why I'm getting my brains blown loose is because you weren't asshole enough to give me my $10 million 3 fucking months ago.
Take care of yourself out in that field, you hear? It's in my entire client roster.
Don't I know this? Now go home to your wife.
What's that supposed to mean?
Jerry, why? What are you doing here? You could have told me all this shit over the phone.
How about dedication for an answer? How about personal attention?
You don't want to go home, do you?
What are you saying, Rod?
Yeah, I'm just trying to talk to you. How's your marriage, Jerry? You know, the husband and wife thing. What is that? Huh?
Not everyone has what you have.
And why did you get married? I'm just asking as a friend.
You want an answer? Loyalty. She was loyal. I mean, you know, everything grew from there. It just grew from there.
That's an answer.
That's the answer.
It's not sexy. See, that's an answer. Tell him what he's won, Bob.
A beautiful marriage.
See it.
Well, I'm happy to entertain you as always, Rod. I have a question for you, Rod. Are we really friends?
Why not?
I mean, because friends can tell each other anything if we have our friends' hats on, right?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. I'll tell you why you don't have your $10 million yet. Right now, you are a paycheck player. You play with your head, not your heart. In your personal life, heart. But when you get on the field, it's all about what you didn't get, who's to blame, who underthrew the pass. Who's got the contract you don't? Who's not giving you your love? You know what? That is not what inspires people. That is not what inspires people. Just shut up. Play the game. Play it from your heart. And you know what? I will show you the Kwan. And that's the truth, man. That's the truth. Can you handle it? It's just a question between friends. You know? Oh. And when they call you shrimp, I'm the one who defends you.
I want to be friends with him.
Fine.
And quit using that word, Kwan. That's my word.
I'll see you in L.A.
No heart. No heart? I'm all heart, motherfucker!
We'll be right back.
many concussions has he had?
When he keeps above me, I get no respect.
Oh, this is bullshit.
You know what I'm saying? I'm making miracles happen.
You guys, I go to see this so-called black film the other day, okay?
Honey, no more salt for you. The biggest game of the season's coming up. I don't want you dehydrated for Monday Night Football.
Anyway, 20 minutes of coming attractions. All black films, all violent. And I'm talking about brothers shooting brothers.
I hate you going to movies alone without me.
Oh, baby.
Mm. My Pisces queen.
Mm. I hate seeing movies without you. We won't do it anymore. Okay?
Mm.
Up so.
Okay.
Baby.
Come on.
You got him?
Hey, you think he's a... Take it.
What were you thinking tonight? Watching them go through the entire human emotional experience.
I was thinking, I hope he doesn't get injured. I felt responsible.
Sometimes I can't tell at all what's going on in that head of yours. And I really don't know your noises yet.
Well, when you wonder, ask me.
Okay, I will. I thought I just did.
Why do you love me?
Why do you love me?
Kiri, can I come in and watch TV?
In just a minute,
for a few
sweetheart.
Minutes, buddy.
Hang in there, okay? He's not going.
I know. Can we talk about something else?
I don't think so. I'm incapable of small talk. But that's why you love me, right?
I want you to know I'm about personal attention. This is my life. I'm available to you 24 hours a day. I'm in my office now. You call me anytime. I'll be in Phoenix tomorrow for Monday Night Football. You know, I could be in Indiana by 11:30 Tuesday morning. Just give me 20 minutes. I'm not asking for an answer now. Why don't you... I'll call you tomorrow. You just enjoy the rest of your day and tell Douglas I said hello, would you please? All right. Thank you. Same to you, Marilyn. Bye-bye. Indiana, Tuesday. I'll be there.
It's my fault.
What?
It's not fair to you, this whole thing.
Here. Tell me. Let me help.
I took advantage of you. And the worst of it is that I'm not alone. I did this with a kid. I was just on some wild ride where I thought that I was in love enough for both of us. I pretended that proposal by the car was real, and it might have just been a hypothetical. I did this. And at least I can do something about it now.
I'm not a guy who runs. I stick.
Well, I don't need you to stick.
What do you want?
I don't know.
My soul or something?
Well, why not? I deserve that.
What if I'm not built that way?
I think we made a mistake.
Listen, what if it's true? It's great at friendship, bad at intimacy. I mean, come on, it's the theme of my bachelor film, for God's sake.
You know, I watched it. I sort of know it by heart.
I don't like to give up.
Please, Jerry. My need to make the best of things and your need to be responsible. If one of us doesn't say something about it now, we could lose 10 years being polite. Let's just call this next road trip what it really is. A nice long break.
What about Ray?
Well, you'll be friends.
Friends?
Yeah, friends. Of course you'll be friends.
I'll take him to the zoo. So this break is a break up. That's...
Come on, Jerry. You know this isn't easy for me. On the surface, everything looks fine. I've got this great guy. And he loves my kid. And he sure does like me a lot. And I can't live like that. It's not how I'm built.
She's got a secret garden where everything you want, where everything you need will always stay a million miles away.
If this is empty, this doesn't matter.
I was wondering where you were. How's it going?
Yeah, go. Where's your agent?
I don't know.
I know this is uncool to do this now, Ron, but you belong with the big boys. You belong with the big money.
Hey!
You're fucking right.
Hey!
Kidwell. Get away from my guy.
Hey, Jerry, I was just telling you.
Just go. Wait.
This is a nice moment for you. I'm gonna let you have it.
Give me a call, Rod. Say hi to Marcy for me.
Thanks for coming.
I missed you. What can I say? You're all I've got.
Hello again, everyone. Frank Gifford with Al Michaels and Dan Dierdorf, and welcome to Tempe, Arizona, Sun Devil Stadium, where the story tonight is the Arizona Cardinals. They are still alive for a playoff spot. The reason the Cardinals are alive, however, is the outstanding play and the surprising play of Rod Tidwell. And we want to talk about that, too. Meanwhile, the Dallas Cowboys continue to roll. They know they're in the playoffs and going in there looking for a second consecutive Super Bowl.
Who could have believed this, Al? Here's the deal. If Arizona wins tonight and next week, amazingly, the Cardinals will make the playoffs for the first time in 21 years.
Woo! Better not mess up for Monday Night Football. What'd I say? Everybody knows he gets nervous for nationally televised games.
The Cowboys continue their Super Bowl mission on Monday Night Football, a Christmas edition.
Hey, Shannon.
Hi, Jeff. Good game.
Yeah. Hey, great calm this morning.
Boy, guys, it's a real bruiser out there tonight.
Frank, you know, the Cardinals just refuse to go quietly into the desert night as their seemingly interminable season winds down. Come on, guys, I'm just trying to be a little poetic.
Wax on, Al, wax on.
Ouch! Oh, a tough hit on Rod Tidwell. Nothing poetic about that.
Yo, I would have taken it for the touchdown all the way, baby.
Great concentration.
That's his sixth catch of the night. Look to the right. Once it looks that way,
the 19-yard line.
Another savage hit across the middle on Rod Tidwell.
Some shot, didn't he? They are working Tidwell, aren't they?
Nice job by Swenson that
what
time.
What did Daddy always
right
say?
Where it was supposed to be. It's the product of a lot of practice between Swenson and Tidwell.
Look, man, he ain't got enough left next season. Really, let him kill himself.
Be quiet.
What was that?
Less than 2 minutes to play. Dallas leading by three. Second down and one now at the Dallas 11-yard line. Swenson back to pass. Blitz. And down he goes. He's sacked for a 6-yard loss. Good move coming with the blitz getting after Swenson.
Well, Swenson's limping back to the huddle. He had too many men in that pattern. They just did not have enough to pick up the blitz.
Shut up.
90 Razor X out. I'm one. Ready?
Coverage there. He saw he had a chance to get rid of it, but he had to tuck it away.
From second and one, they've now gone to third and seven. In the waning moments of this game, Dallas 17, Arizona 14. Tidwell in motion, moving back to his left now. Play fake. Swenson protected well. Lost one to the end zone. Tidwell, touchdown Cardinals.
Oh, what a great effort. Did you see him go up on that ball?
Well, he held on to the football. He's still down on the ground, but Rod Tidwell, upside down, hits the ground hard and manages to maintain control of the football.
Oh, yeah, he's hurt too. Oh, yeah.
He's not hurt. Getting up. And boy, look at the faces of these Cardinal players now as all of a sudden, elation turns into concern for their fallen teammate. Cardinal trainer comes racing out onto the field as Tidwell makes his ninth catch of the night and gives Arizona the lead.
Hey!
Can you hear me? Blake, come on, Blake. Rock.
To the commercial. Show me what's wrong with my husband.
See, told you he was too small for the NFL.
Shut up.
Look, I just got a commitment to the truth. I'm not putting him down. I'm keeping it real.
TP, okay. Shut up. Can't you just be loyal to your brother that loves you? You know what? Get the hell out of my house, brother. Get out of my house.
Hello? Hold on.
It's Jerry Maguire.
Talk.
Jerry? Oh, my God, Jerry, I am freaking out.
Marcy, he's unconscious. Jerry. No, I know. Just stay calm. Just keep the phone lines open. I will call you back. There's good doctors on the field. Just stay calm.
No, Jerry, you have to tell me something. I cannot stay calm. I am freaking here.
Please, we got to stay calm. Your family needs you to stay calm.
I know, but my whole life is this family, Jerry, and it does not work without him.
It's on the neck, and right now, as we look at it from another angle, all eyes here at Sun Devil Stadium.
Jerry, look, I am so sorry. Everything that I said about your job, just do whatever you can to get Rod to me, please. Just do whatever you can.
Just don't pay a player enough to
get that job. Please,
Jerry. I'll tell you, at a time like this, you just hope that his family is not watching this.
Check his neck. It could be his neck. It could be his back.
blink, baby. Come on, wake up.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Do you know where you are, Rod?
Well, you can see the trainer's still trying to revive Rod Tidwell. You'd love to see some movement.
Rod?
Let's get him off the field. Get the gurney.
No, no, no.
Get the gurney. Let's get him off the field now.
No, Avery. Just let me enjoy this for a minute.
Well, you're looking for any type of movement out of Rod Tidwell at all, and is that his head coming up, I see?
He's going to try to get up. And he is getting up.
Everybody standing at Sun Devil Stadium.
And he's up on his feet, and the crowd loves it.
A guy who most of the season has been very truculent with the media, has been standoffish. Rod, we're happy for you, buddy.
We've got to get a flag on this. Who cares?
Jerry, McGuire.
I know.
You did it.
Why don't we have that kind of relationship?
That's a 40 of mine.
Dorothy? Marcy. No, he's right here. Marcy.
Rod! He did! I love you! I love you so much! Oh! Yeah. I love you! Wow! I love you, Tyson! I love you, baby! Hug the baby, hug Katie! Oh, I love you so much! No, I'm okay. You know ain't nothing gonna happen to me.
Yeah, I think that the problem is, you know, Alice, you were saying earlier something about the biorhythms.
I was saying that the neural pathways are set. And that's why it's hard for people to change. That's why behavior doesn't change very often.
But it's all gone.
Rochelle, would you come
on? I'm sorry. I mean, these stupid holidays are making me feel more divorced, you know?
Oh,
and
absolutely.
I mean, with the songs and the constant chocolate eating.
Confession to make. I've listened to you all tell a thousand sob stories, and well, I've been very judgmental. Well, maybe you're all correct. You know, men are the enemy.
Thank you.
No, they're not.
But I still love the enemy.
Well, there you go.
I mean, men are the enemy.
Hello? Hello? I'm looking for my wife. Wait. This is where it has to happen, and this is where it has to happen. I'm not letting you get rid of me. How about that? This used to be my specialty. You know, I was good in the living room. They send me in there, and I do it alone. And now I just... Tonight, our little project, our company, had a very big night. A very, very big night. But it wasn't complete. It wasn't nearly close to being in the same vicinity as complete. Because I couldn't share it with you. I couldn't hear your voice. Or laugh about it with you. I miss my wife. We live in a cynical world. A cynical world. And we work in a business of tough competitors. I love you. You complete me. And I just...
Shut up. You had me at hello. You had me at hello.
Oh, you know, this is the best talking group I've ever been in.
Your father leaves home on Christmas Eve, leaves your family all alone. That a mother had to sweep out the steps at a prison just to earn enough money for tuition for you. Your brother loses a leg in a tragic bass fishing accident. I mean, there's been a horrific list of things that have happened to you in your life.
I'm not going to cry, Roy.
Well, actually, we have some very good news for you. This has just been handed to me. A memo. It's signed. It's a contract. Guaranteed. Arizona Cardinals. 4 years. $11.2 million. You're going to get to play in Arizona where it all started. Finish up your career in Arizona. What do you think of that?
Whoa!
I love you.
Tyson, my baby, my new baby, Katie. My older brother, who got one leg, but he's still doing it. And my younger brother, TP. You're militant, but I ain't mad at you. I ain't got nothing but love for you. I love my teammates. I'm leaving somebody out here, Roy.
We only have a half hour on the show.
I want to send some beautiful love out to my offensive line. These are fierce, beautiful, loving individuals.
Thank you. See you. Go ahead and leave them. Thank you. Good for you.
I'm sending you out beautiful love.
Hey, Jerry, how you doing? Remember Troy from the Super Bowl party?
Sure. Hey, Jerry. I met 93.
That's right. Good to see you.
Hey, enjoyed your memo.
Thank you. Arizona Cardinal organization. You're a little slow. But you come around.
Okay, we're almost out of time. Yeah.
Wait, Roy, I'm forgetting somebody. Jerry Maguire, my agent. You are my ambassador of Quan, man.
Rod, thank you so much. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Well, how'd you like the zoo, buddy? Whoa.
Good throw, man. Nice throw. Nice throw. Yeah.
Did you see?
Oh, no. Let's go.
What?
Nothing.
What? I'm not saying we're going to throw him in the major leagues tomorrow, but if he's got a natural talent, if you're enjoying your game, you're lucky to know me because you're the right people. And that will help develop your talent.
When blackness was a virtue, when the road was full of mud, I'd come in from the wilderness, a preacher void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.
Hey, I don't have all the answers. In life, to be honest, I've failed as much as I've succeeded. But I love my wife. I love my life. And I wish you my kind of success.
If I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give you a shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was no risk involved. Nothing up to that point had even been resolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Suddenly, I turned around, and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.